Welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm your guest host this afternoon. My name is Dan Schaefer. Thank you all so much for joining us across the Civic Media Network, across the streaming verse of the Civic Media Network. We're trying things out here. Cardi is on the board here, and we were just joined for the last segment by Chris Drosner, who is the executive editor of Milwaukee Magazine and the author of the Beer Baron column for the Wisconsin State Journal. And he had a lot to say about what is happening in the craft brewery world. So if you missed that conversation, you can always find our shows on the Civic Media website or on your favorite podcast app. Go check that out as well. If you would like to join the conversation with us here on the Maggie Dawn Show this afternoon, give us a call, shoot us a text. The number is 855-752-4842. Again, that is 855-752-4842. And for this next segment and for the rest of the show here, we are joined in studio here at our offices in Racine, Wisconsin by Marquette University professor Phil Rocco. Phil, thank you so much for joining us here at the Maggie Dawn Show on Civic Media.
Good to be down here. I took that wrecked boat, you know, on the shore of Lake Michigan in Milwaukee. I took that one down.
Good.
Well, down here on the boat.
It's a harrowing journey that you've taken here to join us here.
Yes.
Live from our studio in Racine across the statewide Civic Media Network. And so when I was introducing the show today, I was letting our listeners know a little bit about the piece that you recently wrote for the Recombobulation Area. The piece is called Prisoners of the State, and it really gets into you know, kind of the aftermath of something that you really took a deep dive on a couple of years ago at the Recombobulation Area, which was the Act 12, the controversial and super important shared revenue and local government funding law.
Yeah, I always like to start this by saying, instead of having your eyes glaze over, just like think of any public service that you use on a regular basis mm-hmm. or count on, and it's funded by local governments in Wisconsin. But of course, local governments aren't the masters of their own fate. The state determines what they can tax, how much they can tax. It sets all kinds of unfunded mandates and also shares a lot of revenue with local governments, counties, and municipalities, like the second largest source of revenues from the state. So what the state does with its budget matters a lot. And we're going into another budget year with a $4.6 billion with a B budget surplus. And so I was really interested to think about, like, where are we now, or where are counties and municipalities now, a few years after the state kind of injected what was said to be a historic increase in shared revenue funding that had been dormant for years. I was like, where are counties and municipalities now? How are they? Are they doing better? What's their sort of situation? So I wanted to take a deep dive at your long insistence into goings on in Waukesha County.
Yeah, well, I think it is a great example of how these, you know, I think like you mentioned, I think these local governments, the police and fire and public safety and your garbage pickup and
all
snow
the stuff
removal
you take for granted.
And like all of those different things that have a very direct impact on your day-to-day life. But those types of city and county services exist downstream of decisions that happen at the state capitol.
Yes.
And like you said, the state right now, there is this massive state surplus that they, you know, used some of it to fund this increase in shared revenue, kind of made some improvements to the formula that funds a lot of these things to try to better index it to inflation in certain ways. But there, as you illustrated in this piece, there are some limitations to this law. And I think, you know, we heard so much in the debate over this law in 2023 about, oh, this is about Milwaukee mismanaging its finances.
Right.
And if only Milwaukee would get its act together, then the state would be fine. But it turns out that every last municipality and county in the state is facing many of the same challenges that Milwaukee is. So even as, you know, Milwaukee was blamed and scapegoated in so many different ways in 2023 for needing, you know, funding for needing to raise its sales tax and whatnot. Now, as you took a look at in the piece, and we're going to get further into this in the second hour of the show after the break here, is that Waukesha County is also dealing with many of these same challenges.
Yeah, the sort of the alter ego of Milwaukee, right? The next door neighbor, Waukesha County, which is usually seen as the sort of political inverse, right? It's a heavily Republican county, although that's sort of been changing to some extent, but often seen as this place that, you know, doesn't have the problems of Milwaukee, can manage its own finances. Even Waukesha County is, you know, there was a kind of $5 million budget shortfall in the county budget, and a really, I think, interesting tête-à-tête between a Republican, a sort of dyed-in-the-wool Republican county executive, and state legislatures in his own party about how the county was going to manage that shortfall. And I think really reveals that, you know, just because they cite a kind of $274 million kind of increase to shared revenues, the historic increase, you have to sort of ask, compared to what, right? Might be historic, but compared to what counties and municipalities lost since 2000, it's only about half or less than half of what they would receive had the formula just been updated for inflation.
Well, we're going to be getting into that in depth in the 3 o'clock hour of the show here. Phil is staying with us in studio here, live from Racine, Wisconsin, here on the Maggie Dawn Show. And if you have questions, if you have feedback, if you have comments about this piece, you can find it at the Recombobulation Area. It's called Prisoners of the State, and we want to hear from you as we get into this. As we said, this is something that impacts local communities, cities, municipalities, counties all over the state. So join the conversation with us in the 3 o'clock hour. We will be right back here on the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm your guest host today, Dan Schaefer, and we will be right back.
Okay.